Skylar Kempton, a self-proclaimed socialist and rising junior at Poughkeepsie Day School, organized Tuesday's rally outside the Gap Distribution Center in Fishkill in Dutchess County. His new group, called Hudson Valley Watch the Gap, is working with a national campaign called Gap Death Traps to try and pressure Gap Inc. into signing a legally binding accord on fire and building safety in Bangladesh.
And I think that if American workers, if American students who will be workers like myself, are to have a bright future and to be in control of their destinies, I think we have to stand in solidarity with those in Bangladesh fighting right now.
Kempton's campaign comes after a Bangladesh garment factory collapse in April that left more than 1,000 workers dead. The factory did not produce clothing for the Gap, but the disaster did lead to a renewed call to protect worker safety in Bangladesh. Kempton, a blogger, explains why he thinks it's important to stand in Fishkill for workers in Bangladesh.
The reason why I believe this is important is because it's impossible for workers to organize only in one country. Workers have to organize on an international basis or not at all.
The Fire and Building Safety Agreement has mainly international labor groups as partners and calls for independent factory inspections as well as financial support from the companies that sign the agreement. Some major clothing companies such as H&M and PVH Corporation, the parent company of Calvin Klein and Tommy Hilfiger, have signed the agreement. In an emailed statement, a Gap spokeswoman says Gap Inc. takes its commitment to improving worker conditions in Bangladesh very seriously. Yet when it comes to the agreement, she says the goal is the same, but Gap officials differ on the best way to get there. She notes the Gap would like the partnership to include local stakeholders such as the Bangladeshi government, local industry, and worker representatives. Democratic Dutchess County legislator Joel Tyner appeared briefly at the Fishkill rally.
How many more people have to die?
He says Gap should follow what he calls responsible companies in signing the agreement. And Kempton, joined at the rally by his mother, father, and four other activists, says,
"So, you know, I don't think the Bangladeshi government necessarily has a place saying what the Bangladesh workers want. I think that we have to ensure safety for safety's sake."
Wappingers Falls resident Charles Davenport, who is trying to launch a Democratic run for a Dutchess County legislator post, held the following sign at the rally.
"Shame on the Gap.
Because
I'm here because of what happened 100 years ago in this country. In 1911, March 25th, we had an event called the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire, in which hundreds of immigrant young women died a horrible death down in New York City. And that started the emphasis of a change of thinking in this country that we shouldn't be having people working in sweatshop conditions, child labor laws, and it gave an impetus to the entire labor movement."
In December of 2010, a fire broke out at a factory in Bangladesh that killed 29 people and injured more than 100. That factory was a supplier to Gap Inc., along with several other major apparel brands and retailers. The Gap spokeswoman, in her emailed statement, notes that Gap has joined a group of North American retailers, associations, and brands organized by the Washington, D.C.-based Bipartisan Policy Center to develop an action plan to achieve long-lasting change for the garment industry and its workers in Bangladesh. In fact, the center convened a working session on the matter June 7th, with former U.S. Senators George Mitchell and Olympia Snowe facilitating discussions among government, workers' rights, and industry safety community leaders. Meanwhile, Skylar Kempton is hoping a petition he dropped off at the Gap store in the Poughkeepsie Galleria makes its way up the chain. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.